Welcome, everybody, back to A Kiss Like Yours.
So this week we go from screwball to medicine balls.
That was fun, though. I actually enjoyed, having a cocktail during the podcast. I will definitely be doing that again.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that as well.
Okay, let me see what we got here. Did it?
No. This is wrong. So I have been trying to make more things at home as opposed to buying out.
Can I still just say that I still enjoy?
Thank you. I made a batch long ago that was good. Remember?
Yeah, you did it dead on.
I did a great batch. This one's a lemon.
It's lemon tea.
I think I may have over lemoned. I like the lemon flavor, so I think I tend to overdo it with stuff.
I'm a sour guy, so it's fine if like the sour doesn't bug me, but it doesn't taste like a lemon ball.
You also don't taste any tea either.
Not a lemon ball. Medicine ball.
Yeah. So we've got these hacking coughs that we can't get rid of.
You?
I think I have tuberculosis.
You don't?
That's got to be what it is.
Don't say that. It's not funny. Doc Holliday?
Yeah. That's how I feel, like him. I don't know what's going on. Like, we were good. I feel like we had, like, these sinus infections. Those cleared up. We had some cough. Like, that cleared up a little bit. And now, like, all of a sudden, I just, like, have this wheezy, nasty coughing spell that just won't go away. So that's annoying.
Yeah, so it's better. It's better. The tea's better.
Okay. I added a little more water to yours, and I did put in, like, another tea bag and, like, mix it around a little bit.
You like tea bags.
I do. They're kind of my favorite. So, yeah, I mean, we love the Starbucks medicine balls, right? But do we love paying $10, you know, for two?
How much is a medicine ball?
They're expensive.
Depending on, right, depending on your size.
Yeah. Let's say we go for grandes. I mean, that has to be
normally
what,
10, I would 10, do
10, 12 bucks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we normally do a grande if we're going to go get a medicine ball. And also they're loaded with sugar because they use the, from my understanding,
our inside sources,
they use Simply Lemonade, which is sugar, lemon water.
That's fine.
But it's added sugars. It's not, you know, healthy fruit sugars.
Isn't the Simply just sugar?
Cane sugar? Well, yeah. Either way, do you need like 26 grams of sugar?
I know it's not from concentrate
sugar,
or whatever,
you know,
but
per cup. Either way, I thought, you know what? We always have honey here. We normally have a good supply of lemons. Let's just buy two boxes of tea, you know, and call it good, and we can have lemon balls. Lemon balls, here we go.
Wow. You said lemon balls.
Said lemon balls. And we can have medicine balls all winter on a nice, cold, rainy day. Well, today I fucked it up.
Yeah, you really did. That's okay. I still enjoy. Like I said, I still enjoy.
And here we are. So what are we getting started with today?
Well, last time we were talking a little bit about some, I don't know what to call it. I don't know if it's like conspiracy theory or cryptics or...
Or do you think?
You know, fill in the blank. But we were talking a little bit about either a conspiracy theory like Illuminati or like aliens. Mm-hmm. Right, so...
Well, you said you wanted to talk about aliens. I don't like talking about aliens because I think they're stupid.
You don't like aliens? Like, you don't like the whole alien conversation?
I can't stand alien shows. Like, I think I like Sasquatch shows better than alien shows. Yeah.
Those Sasquatch shows are ridiculous.
But I do believe that there is something out there that is not of this world. I do believe that.
Like...
Because you can't explain, you know, everything that you see. And we know the government tries to hide, you know, all kinds of stuff from us.
Here we go.
So
the, you know, the alien thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about the alien thing. I know there's some new evidence coming out from, not new. It's been probably like, you know, a year and a half, 2 years or so, where the government said, hey, yeah,
they're
we're going to release.
Declassifying files.
Yeah. And then, you know, you kind of see what they declassified in. You know, it's undoubtedly unexplainable.
Yes, I will give you that.
It's is it aliens? I don't know. Okay. But it's undoubtedly unexplainable. You can't explain what you're looking at.
And your theory is always that we're looking up in the sky, but we should be looking somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, No, here my theory kind of really evolves around what we haven't seen yet.
Okay.
So what we haven't seen is things that we can explain in space. So we've got all this technology.
Okay.
Right? We've got these telescopes that can see, you know, galaxies. It can see stars. It can see planets.
We have the International Space Station. The
International Space Station that's going round and round up there. And I haven't seen anything that's not explained in space. And maybe I need to do a little bit more research on this. And if you guys know of something that's really not explainable that we've seen in space, please let me know. Because the whole thing about what we've seen here is, like, it defies the laws of gravity. It defies the technology that we have currently. I don't see that in space.
Yeah, so you're saying that, like, the Hubble telescope would be gathering images of
light years
flight
away.
Of the navigator, you know, zooming by, right? Yeah.
Mac. What is his name, Mac? Okay, so there's a guy on Instagram, and I can't remember his name right now, but he's got a telescope, and he takes these just amazing pictures of the moon, of the planets. Mm-hmm. He also has some like time-lapse video that he's captured of the International Space Station. It kind of comes across.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? You see it just fly by his lens. And it's obviously the International Space Station. He calls it out as, you know, International Space Station. And where's all that? We're looking at his setup sees solar flares that come out off the sun.
Okay.
You can capture that, right? You can see these solar flares and just beautiful pictures. Definitely got to get our butts to the
observatory. Yeah.
Yeah. It inspires me to go to the observatory, look some of this cool stuff. But yeah, I mean, where's all that evidence? So that leads me to believe everything that we've seen from a quote unquote UFO or a alien is here. Whatever that is, lives here. Whatever that is from here. We just don't know.
Where it lives.
Where it, like, yeah, we just don't know what that is. Mm-hmm. My uneducated guess, my, you know.
Excuse me.
My swag is they live in the ocean. They live in the ocean. Because there's.
Like the abyss.
Like the abyss. Like Mary Stuart Mastantonio, or what was her name? Wasn't that her name?
Isn't it Mary Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Master Antonio.
Yeah, that one. And
I thought you were going to say with Nemo. So I'm like, oh, yes, we were just there.
And Viggo Mortensen. He's in the abyss.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they live in the ocean, and there's certain things that we can't. The ocean is vastly unexplored.
Right.
Just because of the depth.
We can't go that deep.
We can't get there.
And it's cold.
So it's not only cold, there's no light.
There's no light.
There's, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think they live in the ocean.
With Megalodon.
Megalodon, no. I'm out on Megalodon.
Oh, I'm in on that.
You're in on Megalodon?
I'm in on Megalodon.
You think there's still a Megalodon?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I could see where you think that there was a Megalodon.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think there's still a Megalodon out there?
Yeah, I think there is.
What?
Yeah, he's probably in Australia with Bluey.
You're not being serious.
No, I do think there's got to be one still alive. I do.
You think there's one Megalodon left?
At least, yeah.
Oh, what about mermaids? For sure. I know your mother believes in mermaids.
Yeah, no.
Do you believe in mermaids?
No, I think I'm out on the mermaids.
First gens?
I'm out on mermaids. I think I'm in on Megalodon.
You're in on Aquaman, though.
No, I'm on Aquaman. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely on Aquaman, for sure.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I know. These drinks are, like, every time we take a sip, we're like, ugh.
Jeez, woken up now.
Yeah.
So, out on Megalodon. Oh, no, in on Megalodon, out on mermaids. What about the Yetis? What about like the Sasquatches and the Yetis? You're in on that or no? You just think the shows are kind of funny?
I mean, I like the shows better than the alien shows. Am I in on Sasquatch? I don't know. I think I'm out.
You're out on Sasquatch?
I think I'm out on Sasquatch. I think I'm out on Yeti.
There's so many cryptic.
I am in on something alien.
Okay, so let's just see. Let's just pretend like I'm right.
Definitely in on ghosts and spirits.
Yeah, definitely in on ghosts and spirits. We'll have to go through that next time. But let's say I'm right with aliens.
Okay.
And they live here. Mm-hmm. And they live in the ocean.
Okay.
Just pretend.
Okay.
Are they still aliens? Would you consider them aliens? Or would you just consider them another...
Native Atlanteans?
Alien, I mean, Earth-based being. Would you say, like, they live here, but they're not from here, so they're alien? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
would you just
that's
automatically...
probably what I would say. They live here, but... excuse me.
Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
Jay.
Sorry, coughing spell. And it's not over. let me get some medicine ball.
Put some balls in your mouth.
Lemon ball. Get some kind of balls and tea bags working here.
Get the tea bags going. We're never going to get through this podcast.
We're going to do our best. We're going to do our best.
Stop doing your stretch.
Sorry.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, I feel like I want to see some more coming out of space.
Okay.
For them to...
Do you think you'll have the answers in your lifetime?
Nah.
I think so.
No, I don't think so. Because they had these like hoaxy things that were in Mexico or some South America country. I don't remember where they have like the bodies and they... It was so bad.
Mm.
It was so bad. Like people want this to be real,
right.
I think.
Yes,
like,
yes.
They want this to be real. Like, yes, there are aliens and we know and, you know, but it just looked way too like E.T. The movies can't get it right.
Are
you
in on the moon landing?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in on
the Neil Armstrong moon
landing.
Yeah,
I'm in on the moon landing.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm in on the moon landing. And, you know, I'm interested to do it again, though. Like, I would do it again. Like, let's do it again.
Haven't they sent stuff to the moon? Isn't there that rover? Remember we wanted to see that show?
That's,
wasn't it like
that's good? Mars.
Oh,
I think they did it to Mars.
Okay. Remember it was like Good Morning Oppie or, you know, some robot that wasn't supposed to last very long that's been there like for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to watch that.
Yeah.
Speaking of watching.
Man, we just went on a little bit of a binge really quick.
Yeah.
What was
one,
that?
One was good. One was horrendous.
What do you mean? They were both good.
No, I mean, they were good, but it was just like, just unbelievable.
I got you.
You know, you're watching this unfold and you think this can't possibly be true.
So one of the things we did was we went on our binge of Full Speed.
Full Speed.
NASCAR docu-series on Netflix, similar to Drive to Survive. If you guys saw Drive to Survive or Full Swing
or Quarterbacks,
these documentary series, they've been killing
it.
Yeah,
they're really good.
They've been killing it with these documentary series and Full Speed's the next iteration of docu-series that Netflix has come out with.
Followed the NASCAR Cup Championship
from last season,
2023.
And you know, we've been to multiple NASCAR races. We're into NASCAR. I can't wait for Drive to Survive again.
That's going to be coming soon. I think beginning of March. So that means they're going to be kicking off their season.
Yeah, end of February. So I think it's the 23rd.
Oh, okay.
Drive to Survive is coming out.
Yeah.
But Full Speed was out and. You know, NASCAR is getting ready for Daytona 500. I'm excited.
Oh yeah, me too.
I'm excited.
It totally like reawakened my like for NASCAR.
What I like to about the timing of this is NASCAR right now is in a state of transition.
Mm-hmm.
And so for them to have a show like this to really kind of give you some background on some people that you really haven't you haven't known about these names.
Right.
When you talk about Christopher Bell, when you talk about
Ryan Blaney,
who else is, well, Bubba Wallace has been around for a little bit. I think people, right. And he has his own documentary, so he probably.
Bubba Wallace has his own storyline that I think probably isn't so favorable, but I think people don't understand all the components of it.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin's been around.
Mm-hmm.
But you have guys
like Joey Logano on there, has been around a while.
Yeah, see, but Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick,
mm-hmm.
Kyle Busch, like all guy. These. Oh, that's Ross Chastain.
Yeah,
he's new too. He's relatively new too.
Yeah.
So you have the older crowd. Like I said, Kyle Busch, mm-hmm. Joey Logano,
right? The Keselowski, Truex.
Like they've been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer like the hotshot new kids,
right?
And so there's this whole new wave of new drivers coming up that I think people that watch the show can really get attached to,
mm-hmm.
and become
invested in
a NASCAR fan. Be like, oh, I saw him on,
right?
You know, Full Speed. So I want to root for him during the race.
Yeah. Now you have some big names attached to some of these race teams, right? Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan
with 2311. You have Pitbull with Trackhouse.
Trackhouse. Yep.
So there's a lot of names from our generation that are now breaking into this sport.
Yeah, so we loved it.
That adds that new level of interest.
We loved it. I think it's a good time for NASCAR to get into this type of documentary because it's done so well in the U.S. for F1.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were there for Vegas this year for F1. It's not their only U.S. race, but right, it seems
they've added
a
few more because of the interest that I think they've seen in America. Because, you know, F1 mainly European overseas, but then they started with the Circuit of the Americas in Texas, right? Yep. So that gained some interest. And then when they booked Vegas, it was like
Miami too. They got Miami.
Yeah. And now they're like, okay, we've arrived, because Vegas seems to be the hub for just sports nowadays. I mean, with that tournament they had in Vegas with the Lakers, right?
Yes, the in-season tournament
mm-hmm.
finished in Vegas.
Right. Yeah. They hosted the F1 race. They're hosting the Super Bowl. They're bringing in a baseball team. They already have a hockey team. They already have a football team.
Yeah.
They have women's basketball.
Yeah, they've won the last two championships, I think it is.
The Aces.
Mm-hmm.
So, Vegas is the up-and-coming sports town.
Yeah, I mean, it's and deservedly so. I mean, there's a lot of attention there. It's a destination, right?
Oh,
so
for
we,
sure.
We know that it's not just about the sport. It's about the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to go see that team. Maybe your favorite team, maybe not your favorite team, but you're going for the weekend to go see a game.
And it's a great escape for, I mean, when we were there, we went to go see the Minnesota Vikings and the Raiders play, and we were just flooded with people from Minnesota because they're getting out of, you know, -3 weather.
Yeah.
And they're coming to Vegas to gamble and have a good time and walk around, not in a parka.
Not in a parka, and to
be able
to
walk around.
And to go watch their team play.
Yeah.
Right? So Vegas is the Raiders are a down team. So people are coming like, hey, we're going to go to Vegas and watch my team win?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, please.
For sure.
You know, so it's a huge destination and it's a lot of fun because especially for like weekend things like a NASCAR or like an F1 where it's like Sunday's the day,
mm-hmm.
and there's all this lead up to the main event.
Right.
You get there on a Thursday or a Friday, and Saturday, you're mm-hmm. just immersed. Everyone has this energy about that event,
right? For the excitement,
you know. So it's a lot of fun. If you haven't been out to Vegas for an event, I've been to a Knights game. A lot of fun. That whole area that they have there is set up perfectly for it. Obviously, we've been to the Raiders. We've been to F1. We've mm-hmm. been to NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't yet to go to Aces game or a baseball game because the stadium's not,
yeah, I think
not there yet.
I think that will be really fun.
But baseball's going to be a lot of fun in Vegas because you can go for a weekend series. Like,
yeah, baseball you can plays, catch a couple of games in a row.
Yeah, we're like, hey, we're going to the game today. We're going to the game tomorrow. We're going to the game Sunday, and we're going home.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome, man.
That's actually pretty cool.
Right? So
to be able to stack it like that. But not only that, but depending on where you are in the season, you might be able to catch a hockey game, a football game, and a baseball game, right?
That's true. In October, all
All the sports are kicking
all
off.
All the sports are there.
If you're in playoffs, that's
right.
For baseball, you got to be in playoffs in order for them to be playing in October.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty cool.
We also watched, was it called American Nightmare? What was it?
I think so.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That was another hard to watch story about
a
kidnapping, rape, and what is it? Home invasion, kidnap, rape,
ransom.
It was a shit show.
Unbelievable. And my takeaway from this, being a woman and having daughters, is just, this is why I will continue to invest in my daughter's learning self-defense. Not to say that that would have solved all her problems, because there's not much jujitsu you can do when your hands are zip tied, right?
Yep.
I get it.
Yep.
But when the moment allows, when the time allows, for you to try to defend yourself and try to fight, I would hope that those instincts would kick in.
I think so. And I think they will. It's obviously needs more time for us and our personal self-defense journey. But that's the idea, is
to be prepared for worst case
moments,
scenario.
When those moments come, it's not a thought. It's like, bang, I go
into,
I know what to do.
I know what to do when someone's on top of me. Yes. I know what to do when someone's behind me. I know what to do when, you know, name the position.
Yep.
Because that's what they work on. And, you know, for me, I hope that's what they will have drilled into their heads, you know, from the time they were young children till the time they're young adults.
Yep. Yep.
And it was just crazy. And what was worse is just how, really, kind of how much influence, you know, the media will have on a story. It's like, truth or not, they can decide whether they want you to be a victim or a villain.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy, right?
And I just think that is so awful.
Well, we see it all the time. We see it all the time. When you talk about...
Yeah, I mean, look at Taylor Swift.
Oh,
right?
My God.
And the Super Bowl coming up.
Depending
Leave
on who you...
Leave the poor girl alone. She just wants to watch her boyfriend play.
But she's not... But it's not just her boyfriend, right? There's so much... Her brand casts such a wide net that anywhere that she goes, her fans want to know what she's doing. So the cost of the celebrity, right? But...
And
there's,
now people
there's
are
money
saying,
to be made.
Yes,
off
I was going
to
say, and the bigger thing is the NFL is like, well, now this is our chance to gather in all the Swifties.
Yeah, why wouldn't
and
you?
And now, I mean, could you imagine how much, you know, all the shirts I'm seeing right now are all go Taylor Swift's boyfriend.
Good.
That's what's selling.
They're still rooting for the Chiefs.
You know, and it's just like, that's,
regardless
it's,
of
it's
why they're rooting for the Chiefs.
Unbelievable.
They're still rooting for the Chiefs. They know who Taylor Swift's boyfriend is.
Right.
So you just picked up a whole bunch of fans.
Yeah.
Most of them are girls. Most of them are girls probably in their
right.
tweens.
They're saying like 25 to 17. You
yeah.
know, like that's what the NFL is like. We're getting this whole new demographic of women that
Why
we've
not?
Never had before interested. And we hope they stay.
Exactly.
And we're going to give them what they want, which is pounding
to
Taylor
see,
Swift.
What
I
is
just,
she doing?
I just feel bad for her because I'm like, I could only imagine if...
She doesn't even
being,
know.
If it was being posted all over network TV, my reactions when my kids were playing sports, you know, like you don't want that. You want to be there. You want to enjoy the moment. And there's even times where, you know, they said like they've seen her mouthing like to the camera, like go away from me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, poor thing. I feel so bad for her. So,
I mean,
I defend her.
I think she's great.
I'm on her side.
I don't have any problems with Taylor Swift.
I don't think I could name five Taylor Swift songs, but what I have heard, I enjoy. I think she's a great role model. I think she sets a great example for tons of young women in a lot of different ways.
You know, we could do a lot worse than Taylor Swift, you guys. Right. A lot worse than Taylor Swift. So, you know, I just feel like we can take this for what it is. What it is she's a brand, and the NFL is taking advantage of it. Okay, that's really what they're doing. They're taking advantage of it to do exactly what you just said.
Make money
and ride the wave until the end of the season. After the end of the season, we probably won't hear anything. But
I hope they get married.
Me too. Moving on
from
the Swiftmeister, the Tay-Tay, they say.
Mm-hmm. So we did a lot of cleaning this past weekend. We were able to clear out some boxes, got rid of some baby stuff, selling some things on Marketplace, which I hate doing, but I'm proud of myself. So far, I've made $60. I'm in line to make another $10. We'll see how that goes. But it makes me feel like, okay, I tried, you know?
Yeah.
All that money's supposed to go into the girls' universal savings fund. Hopefully we'll get there this year. I don't know. At the rate I'm going, I'm going to have to sell the house.
Snail's pace.
Yeah, but hey, we'll get there. So it got me thinking. We're purging through all this stuff, right? What would you think about doing a spring purge of subscriptions? Like
I thought we said we were going to.
Just like get rid of it all.
I thought last time we said we were going to.
Did we?
Yeah. Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe it was something I was thinking that we should talk about.
Yes.
Maybe
okay.
We didn't talk about it.
I'm
talking all of it. Like after the Super Bowl, like cut everything off. We have Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN through our phone carrier. But do you think we could cut out YouTube TV, HBO Max, and Prime?
I mean, it's possible. We've done it before. I don't see why we wouldn't be able to do it again.
So a part of me was thinking, yeah, like we should do this. And then I think the devil's advocate was like, well, what are you going to do with the money? Like, it's not like it's this massive savings, you know. Certainly isn't going to pay for tuition for next year. I know that.
No, but I mean, it's a substantial amount, like, on a yearly basis.
Yeah, it is.
You're talking, you know, maybe $1,500 or so on for the year.
Potentially, yeah. You know,
so.
And I wasn't saying give it up for good. I was kind of thinking, what if we dumped it for spring and summer?
Well, here's the thing. We're so busy during the week.
Right.
We're really busy during the week. And now, with softball, we're going to be busy during the weekend.
And the week.
Yeah, weekend and week. So I don't think we're going to have jujitsu 2 days a week. We're going to have softball
four days a week. We have piano 1 day a week.
Yeah. So I think we wouldn't really miss it all that much until softball's done.
Yeah.
No. Until softball's done.
Mm.
And then we'd go, okay, like in the summer, we're going to be like, oh, well, what do we do? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, maybe we go to Disneyland or something, but we can't.
We can't. We're blocked out.
We're blocked out. Yeah. So.
So maybe we read.
Well, the gym is clean now.
Ah. And there's the rub.
Yeah. So part of our spring cleaning was to get the gym back in order. And it's not that it wasn't in order. It's just that
it needed to be cleaned out.
Dusty and nasty, and Creature got back in there. And you know, he didn't
the
care
one time
where
I
he
worked
was.
Out last week, he irritated the crap out of me. I'm over here trying to do yoga, trying to do my weights, and this big wrecking ball ass is just right in the middle.
He wanted to do yoga with you.
Yeah. Just all up in my business. And I'm like, dude, you have the whole freaking yard. But no, he's got to just
slump
his way into where I am. Yeah. When
he sees new things, he's very curious about what it is.
Or people, like social groups. He's like, hey, guys, what's going on? What are we talking about? What's the tea?
He's very he's very curious. So, and at the it was a warm day, and the floor in the gym is very warm.
Mm-hmm.
So he likes the warmth.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it hadn't been. I usually what I do is I pull all the mats out and I clean them up.
We try to do that every few months, and it had been long overdue.
It had been long overdue. And so he had that weekend that we were gone, he was in there because it was way too cold. I didn't have his house up, so I figured, hey, at least he's in there covered. He's not out in the elements. So. You know, he did his business in there, and so I had to clean all that out,
great.
Wreck it, and clean everything up, move some things around, put things away, dust off a lot of equipment and things like that. So it's almost done. I've got about 2/3 of it done,
mm-hmm.
And then you know, in the next few days, I'll finish it up. But you got a clean gym now.
Yeah.
There's really no excuse anymore.
Exactly. I'm excited for that.
Because you were like, I don't want to be back there. It's all dirty.
Yeah,
you know,
it's gross. Like, I'm like, I can't work out in this cluttered space.
It's cluttered.
It does not create for a harmonious, let's lose some weight.
You have softball gear in there. You got bikes and you got
an old sofa.
Yeah, like, we need, you know,
there's just so much. Yeah. Yeah, so it didn't really work for it. So. Okay, so wrapping up here this spring purge
subscription. I think we could.
Excuse me. Sorry. Can we do it? Yes. What are we going to get out of it, I think, is the other thing that I find myself questioning. We haven't finished Friends yet. We're only in the middle of season 7. We've got 3 more seasons to go. I need you to see the end because I want to watch the reunion. And it's like, is it worth it to hang on to that for all these things? What am I doing to myself? With these thoughts.
There's a lot of stuff there's going to be more work you're going to have to do too. So you're going to have to get more back to work. So not having the TV is going to be able to allow you to get some hours in, you know?
Yeah. I only watch TV during the day on my lunch break, which is normally like 20 minutes. Sometimes 40, depending on how long a lunch you take.
Yeah.
And if there's an opportunity for a nooner, forget it. Then I'm not doing anything after lunch.
Oh, your brother is cringing right now. Yeah, I think
speaking of nooners.
Yes.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yes, it is.
Zoe asked me to be her Valentine. She asked me to be her Valentine's Day.
So okay.
Not sure what that means, but I'm assuming.
Did you tell her yes?
It means that she's my Valentine.
Did you tell her yes?
Of course I did. Okay. What am I supposed to do? Tell my daughter, no, you can't be my Valentine because I'm waiting for your dad to ask me?
I guess I got to take all my gifts back then.
Mm-hmm. And so
I won't have a Valentine this year, I guess.
As a married man for many, many years now, I know we know kind of the stance on the holidays, but I just feel like it's one of those things that should be celebrated, and it doesn't have to be over the top, but something needs to be done to acknowledge.
I completely disagree.
Really? With on this one?
Yeah.
Is it Valentine's Day specific?
I do agree, like, you need to acknowledge on Valentine's Day, like, do something, you know,
okay.
A card.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't, you don't need
even
to go out.
Even if it's just a little sticky note on the mirror.
Yeah.
Hey, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Like, yeah, but I'm so out on making a deal out of this day. I'm so out on it. It's Valentine's Day to show that the person that you love them. Like, is that what this is? Is it Valentine's Day to refire, you know, some lost love? Is it a Valentine's Day to rekindle? Not rekindle,
an old flame
but
romance?
To reset your relationship? What the F are you guys doing the rest of the year? What are you doing the rest of the year? Because we've talked about the love tank. We've talked about understanding when it's low, right? You should not be going into Valentine's Day thinking like this is relationship new year. Like, we're recommitting this
Christmas
year.
Yeah, because Christmas is done. New Year's Eve is done. So if you ruined those, it's like, all right, you got Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you got Valentine's Day. What are you going to do? Oh, I got to do something really nice for da-da-da. No. And neither should the other person expect a big to do about Valentine's Day. Is it don't skip it, you know, like your birthday. You just don't ignore it. Don't ignore it.
Okay.
Acknowledge it. It's like, hey, yeah, I got you a little something. Maybe I got you flowers. Maybe we go out to dinner. Or, you know, maybe we just have a night in together. Acknowledge it.
Yeah. But I feel like something needs to be
crazy.
Done. Something needs to be done. You don't need to buy $200 flowers and
go have a drink. In fact, I'm gonna make you a drink and we're calling it good because
I think this year our hand is being forced. Because I was honestly I love what we do. You get up early in the morning.
You go get donuts.
You go buy heart shaped donuts for me and the girls. You normally tend to stop and get, you know, little bouquets of flowers. I don't know if that'll happen because these guys on the corner, they just keep raising their prices. So yeah.
It's like $70 we'll for six roses.
I know. But
thanks, Bin Laden.
But we were sorry, guys. I'm sorry. We were kind of hoping for just kind of a quiet evening in. We had talked about, you know, cooking, maybe having a little candlelit dinner, just like something festive. We have
not this year.
The girls are older, you know, so they're kind of into like, Valentine's Day, smoochy kiss, you know. Yeah. I got a notification this weekend that our power is supposed to be off all freaking day. We have scheduled maintenance.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, you could be out of power from 8 a.m. to 5 a.m. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
One, now I can't open the fridge at all because, you know, I'm worried about all our food. So now you got to go to the office.
I got to go to the office.
Zoe and I will probably hang out at home for a little bit and then kind of like, you know, piecemeal it. Maybe go have lunch somewhere. Maybe go do some work at the library, you know, things like that.
Wait for me to get home from work.
Yeah, until Elia's done with school. And then it's like, damn it. Of all the days that we need to most likely be out of the house, it's going to be Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, no day really works for a planned outage. Like, no day is great for it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about going out to dinner. So it would have to be like an early dinner, or we make some reservations, or we plan to go to your mom. So now I feel like our hand is totally being forced this Valentine's Day. What do we do?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because I feel like if we're going to go out, we either need to go have a super early dinner.
We can cook dinner here, but it's just going to be dark. I mean,
well,
we have flashlights.
I guess, you know, candle. We said we wanted candlelit dinner.
Could.
Yeah.
We could do that. We can go to my mom's and just make stuff, but.
Yeah, we can do that too. So I think it's going to be an interesting Valentine's Day to see what happens.
I'm just out on this whole thing, man. Like,
I just want to smash.
Just smash already.
I just want some donuts.
We're going to have
to. Give me something cute. I want something. It doesn't have to be a big gift, but I want a gift. I want sweets and flowers and a gift.
And a sesh before the date.
I don't think we're going to have that opportunity. That normally only works when the kids are not around.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, Valentine's Day. Okay, so speaking of a sesh.
Hold on.
Oh, all right.
Hold on. When your significant other is upset for no reason, Okay.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything. That's the thing.
What did you do?
You walk in and you're like, blah, 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 blah. You know, whether that's the guy to the girl or the girl to the guy, it don't matter.
Okay.
That's the sign. That's the sign for
that the love tank is low. Empty. Not low. It's empty.
Or empty. It's probably been empty for like 2-3 weeks. So if you're like having that kind of constant, you know, bickering, especially right before Valentine's Day.
Oh, you need to pull out some stops.
Come on, you guys. You got to put in effort. If you put in an effort the whole year round, if you're being intentional about your relationship the whole year round, Valentine's Day is really, really insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many other days have we, you and me, had this year already that is going to outdo Valentine's Day?
Well, you haven't brought me flowers on any of them. I would say that's normally the one time during the year
that I bring flowers.
That you bring flowers.
Okay, well, maybe that's my thing. But what I'm talking about is like in the past 2-3 months, how many days have we had together where like, man, that was awesome. Man, that was awesome. That was a good day. Or that was a good weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Valentine's Day comes and goes, you're going to be like,
oh, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Gives a crap.
Not, oh, it's Valentine's Day. What's he doing? Because we've been fighting for the last 4 weeks.
Exactly. So, I mean, this stuff is you got to be intentional.
So are you saying that men should have like a mental Valentine's Day?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to stop.
What I'm trying to say is you all need to carry it through. It's not about a one day thing. It's about the whole year after year. Making sure that love tank is full. Sometimes it's, you know, gifts. Sometimes it's spending time.
Sometimes it's asking her out for a date.
Sometimes it's washing the dishes. The other day, you're like, hey, you're on dish duty. I'm like, all right. You know, you appreciated it.
That was super helpful. And I asked, right? Like, I really needed it because I'm like, okay, I can't. I need you to handle the kitchen tonight.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, good. And it was done. And no big deal.
And a huge help because it sets us up for the next morning to be ready to rock.
So, you know, just get it done. Be intentional. When you're intentional about your relationship and about serving the other person, and then the other person is intentional about, you know, you, the fights are less. The fights are still there. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The fights are, they're less. They're not as...
They're not as blown out.
Yeah, they're not as
vicious and volatile.
And more sexy time.
Oh, yeah. That's always a plus. So
not fighting, it gives you more time to do it.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of that, I was watching...
sexy time.
The Queen Charlotte series of my Bridgerton escapades. I love them. Oh my God, I love them so much.
Your softcore porn, is that the one you've been watching?
Oh yeah.
Your Skinamax, if I may.
Yes.
Is it on Max?
No, it's on Netflix. My Skinaflix.
Your Skinaflix.
My Skinaflix. So, the young Charlotte and the young King, they get married, but then they like have this massive fight, right? And she doesn't understand why he's treating her a certain way and why he wants to be apart from her. So I'll say that much. I don't want to give too much away. They come up with a plan because, you know, it's like you get married and back in the days, apparently, there were people watching to make sure that you consummated your marriage and your job.
Okay, so we saw this in Game of Thrones, too, where people had to watch you.
Yeah, because they needed to make sure because if like it didn't happen, then you weren't married.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's funny because the king's mom was like, well, there were 7 people in the bedchamber with me to make sure, you know, that the deed was done. So it's like you say your vows and then your next immediate task is produce an heir. Okay. Right? So these two were not looking at each other. They weren't talking to each other. They were living in separate houses, but they came up with a plan. They were going to meet on even days. Right.
So
the title of the episode was Even Days. And I love seeing titles of stuff. You never like ever want me to see it or read the descriptions, but I love it. It's like reading the back of a book. So I'm like, Even Days. Right. So I'm watching it. So they're like not even looking at each other and they're like, it's an even day. Yeah, it is. They're like, well, I don't feel like it. Yeah. But well, we said even days. They're like, yeah, we did. And then they're just banging it out, right? Every even day. And I'm like, oh, this needs to be implemented. I love this. I want even days. But I thought this was also cool for maybe people that might be struggling, because I know normally in the relationship, there's one. One that is ready to rock and roll at all times of the day. And one that is like, if I probably never did that again, I think I'd be fine.
Gosh, is it that bad?
No, I don't think it's that bad, but I think...
You're exaggerating, right?
But I think...
On both ends, there's not one that always wants to do it every single part of the day.
I'm sure there's some that have, you know, more drive than others. But in a relationship, I think it's very normal for one to be, you know, on the higher end of one spectrum, one on the other. I can see where
maybe you're off
and then it's like, you know, when you have the whole kids and work and sports and what's for dinner... And who's washing the uniforms? And, you know, there's a lot of things that can really cloud the mind. And by the end of the night, you're probably just like, oh, I'm so tired. I just want to go to bed. And, you know, something's poking you and you're just like, oh, my God.
Are you saying this? That's not how I feel.
I'm saying that's not how I feel. But
you can imagine.
It happens. So I thought this was great to talk about, because for those who might be in a little bit of a lull, maybe implementing... Even days.
There's no way.
Might spice things up a little bit.
This
even odd days that end in Y. I don't know. Pick something. But the other thing of it is, you got to stick to it. You got to commit.
There's no way. There's no way you can commit to even days. That's 15 sex days a month.
Well, you know, there is going to be a week that's going to need to be taken off.
There's no way on even days. There's no way a married couple, I would put money down that there's no way. So what is it, 3 or 4 days out of the week, you would have to have sex 3 or 4 days out of the week. Depending on the week, it's going to rotate.
Sounds like a good week.
It's a good week. Okay. But being like, you can do that for one, maybe 2 weeks out of the month.
Yeah. So what you're I was thinking was
4 weeks out of the month.
I was like, well, what if you do even days on like even weeks, or like even days on odd week? Like there has to be a way to break it up. I mean, come on, this was a movie, you know, this was TV. They're in their honeymoon time. Of course, royals can do nothing but lay around all day and, you know, smash.
Well, I mean, I think too, like, okay, you can... Let me ask you this.
I thought it was great, though. I mean, wasn't it great? What if
you did it, like, more than one time on that day?
Or
does that count?
No. Or shoot for an even number of times for the week. Doesn't have to be even days, but, like, even, you know, number? Do something. Shoot, like, get together, roll a dice, see what you get, right? Roll a number.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Can you get to, like, 6 for the week?
Okay, and yeah, and or shoot for that for number. The month. Or for the month. Just say, like, hey, for the month, this is the goal.
So 6 for the month is twice a week. That's not terrible.
It's a good start.
I don't know. What is good and what is bad?
I think sometimes people feel like the number has more meaning. I don't think so at all.
You don't think, like, the amount of times you do it
during
the week?
The amount. So I don't think the amount. So what is it for you?
I know. I know what it is for me.
You know what it is for you?
Yeah. I'll let you speak, and then I'm curious to hear your answer to this.
I think what I would like would be 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's good, but I feel like if I have 3, then I might want 4 or 5.
Okay.
But I think 3 is good.
I don't care the number, as long as it's not 0, and it's consistent. Okay. So. Like if it's like one time this week and then
I feel, you know, like we're not super times, consistent.
It's like 3 times the next week, and then it's like none the week after, then none the week after that, and then it's like 1. You know what I mean? Like as long as it's consistent, you know, I feel like I'm good. I'm good. I know I'm not gonna go crazy as long as it's consistent.
So it needs to be
like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, I need to have it 3-4 times a week.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're not hitting 5 times a week, are you even a couple?
Exactly. I'm just, hey, just it's consistent. Like, oh yeah, like last week we rocked.
Pretty regular.
Yeah, just regular. Because
I mean, sometimes, you know, you're with people and you're like, I think it's been like 3 months. And it's like, what?
What? Yeah. I don't know. God bless you if you can hold out that long. But I think it just needs to be consistent for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even days, though. Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I like the idea. I do like the idea.
I think it's fun.
I liked your dice idea. I think that's a good one.
I think we should try that one, maybe for our wedding month or something.
But what if we don't hit it?
Well, like, it's going to be fun like trying.
Six? Like, what if we roll a six?
It's going to be fun trying.
Oh, my God.
I think. Don't you think?
Six,
I think.
Six times during 1 week? That seems like a lot for me.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle that. I don't think you would want to. Because you said even there were some times that early on when we were together where you're like, oh my gosh, is she gonna want me tonight? I don't know like, if I can.
Yeah, I almost tapped out, guys. Yeah. Ravenous over here.
So speaking of wedding nights and seshes, as we were cleaning out some stuff today, we came across our wedding cards. Mm-hmm. And going through them was really cool. I opened and reread everyone that I had. We had saved them. It will be 13 years this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had them for a really long time. And I had always envisioned that we would do something a little bit more on a bigger scale for our 13th wedding anniversary because it is such a special number to us.
Mm-hmm.
And with it being the year, I was kind of like, man, we have so many other things going on, you know, and I don't know what we're going to do. And then reading the cards was kind of like, oh, but we got to do something. So how did that feel for you going through them? Seeing some of the little notes and the gifts. I mean, it wasn't so much the gifts, but we were already living together. You already had purchased your condo. We kind of had everything we needed to fill a home. We wanted to take a really nice honeymoon. So we set up a honey fund, which was a little online account.
Do they still have a honey fund?
I think they do.
I'm going to look that up.
Look it up. We paid for the premium version, so there wouldn't be tons of ads all over it. But it basically gave an opportunity for people to give any denomination. I think we chose anywhere from like $10 and up to like, hey, buy cocktails while we're on the boat. Or, you know, we want to do this ATV tour. We want to take this cruise. We need airfare. We need hotel stay. Like, so we put all those things on there. So a lot throughout our wedding season, as we had our showers and, you know, the actual wedding day, a lot of people would print out and put in the card, like the denomination of money and the activity that they had kind of chosen to sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really cool, you know, just kind of reading all that takes you back to the moment. And I thought it was really nice, you know, a lot of the words that we saw on the cards when everyone was like, oh, you two are great together and, you know, stuff like that. And it's like, oh, we're still together. You were right.
Yeah. Okay. So it is still up.
It's
still, Honey Fun is goodness. Still up and running. Honeyfun.com, make your honeymoon happen. It's the only gift registry that makes your dream honeymoon happen with zero fees. So it's essentially a registry.
A registry for money.
For money, right?
But you can customize it.
Yeah, you can customize it to say whatever you want. Like you said, we customized ours to essentially go towards particular excursions, like you said. So it worked really well for us. And we were reading through those cards and mentions, and we get little notifications of when. And it was twofold. One, it was hilarious. Two, I was excited to get rid of these things.
Don't say it like that.
No. Not because I didn't want them, because I kind of felt like our whole relationship is just past this moment.
Right.
Like, I enjoyed this moment. I don't need to hold on to it. I really enjoyed looking back at the words that were said,
mm-hmm.
and said.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be posting some of those on my Instagram. I also enjoyed there was people that gave us cards or mentions that are no longer with us.
Yeah.
So I was
when
just
I
like,
saw those, I was like,
ooh. Yeah.
And I also loved the ones that kind of like I feel like nailed us. Yeah. You know, like there were some Disney cards in there.
Yeah.
And then there were some other things, you know, that people had chosen. They were like, oh, this is so you. And it's like, that's still us.
It's still us, yeah.
You know, like who we were when we got married, those young kids that were like, okay, here we go. You know, adventure of a lifetime. Like, they're still in there.
Right.
And we also came across, like, my favorite picture of us, which was our first time at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
The picture is us sitting in the waiting area for the Blue Bayou, which mm-hmm. you had never been to. I had never been to.
Yeah.
And so we were going somewhere that we've never been to before together.
Mm-hmm.
This was our first time at Disneyland together, mm-hmm. right? So it's such a great experience. And that's normally the one thing that we tend to do on our anniversaries is something that we haven't yet done together.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. And we do have a moment like that coming up for our anniversary, which, you know, which will be fun. But now I'm kind of like, oh, reading all of that is like, okay, well, now what do we do? You know, because I feel like I said, I feel like the 13th is significant to us in a special way. So it's like, oh, what do we do? So what did that do any of that for you? Or did it make you think like, oh, she should have like a 3-carat ring or, you know, something like that.
I just got you a ring like 2 years ago.
It's not, or a 3-carat ring. Or I just had to throw that out there.
I know.
Be ridiculous.
I didn't feel like it really triggered anything for me outside of just being proud. Just being proud of what the work that we've put into our marriage, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it's not easy, but it's not hard.
I have fun with it.
It's work. Mm-hmm. Like, it's work, but it's not easy, and it's also not hard. Like, it's not hard to be nice. It's not hard to choose your wife over distractions. That's not hard. It's not hard to intentionally understand your wife's or significant other's triggers and what makes them mad and just don't do that. Like, it's not hard, you guys. But I was just kind of proud of where we are still now, 13 years later, because of what you're saying, right? Like, the things that were said on those cards is still who we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're still very into each other. We're still very happy. We enjoy each other's company like we were going on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Like if I said, hey, let's go do a cruise, you'd be like, I'm down. Let's go. Right?
Can't wait.
So, yeah, the honeymoon is over, but everything else is... You know, I don't feel like it's been 13 years for one. I don't.
Yeah, that we've been married. I know. I mean, next month we're going to be celebrating. We have a day date lined up. It'll be 15 years that we've been together.
Yeah. That's good stuff, man. It's good. So like I said, I was proud of kind of where we are throughout the years. I'm glad to let it go. One, because we don't need to hang on to that stuff.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at some of it and I was like, okay, well...
Like, what are we gonna do?
Really going, you know, into something, and a part of it too, you know, that I always have in the back of my mind now that at the age I am, is like, okay, if I'm not here, you or the kids are gonna have to deal with this. Do I really want to make them deal with this? No, I'll go ahead and take care of it. They don't have to hang on to all of the cards that we got from our wedding.
Yeah,
I feel like we took some pictures of some, you know, some cool stuff. We'll have a little post that will live there. And mm-hmm. we read those words at the time. We happened to read these words, you know, close to 13 years later. The meaning, I think, has stayed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the objects can go. Yeah. And that's, you know, something I came across some pictures from high school, right? I posted those on my Instagram, you know, for everyone that saw, like, my high school days. And I was like, okay, you know, I posted them. I saw that. They'll be here. You know, my kids can look back and see them. I'll look back and see them. You know, whoever is remembering me will go on there and look back and see them. I don't need to keep the role of them, you know, and mm-hmm. I don't want my kids to feel like, oh my gosh, what do we do with this? You know, if I'm gone, well, we can't throw away mom. You know, no, I'll go ahead and take care of that for you.
Stuff is stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's some sentimental value and there's things that you still hold on to. And you, to me, you know when that is.
Right.
Like, what's her name? The one that...
Marie Kondo.
Yeah, that one. I was going to say Hondo. I was going to say Hondo, like Hondo Carpenter.
Oh, goodness.
No, yeah, Marie Kondo. Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of get that feeling, like, have I got all I need out of this thing? Mm-hmm. That's how I felt. Like,
right.
I got everything I need out of these cards.
Yes, I agree. And I agree. Was like, and going cool, through them like, all and, you know, reading those words and, you know, seeing everything. I'm like, yes, you know, we got it then. It had meaning now. We looked at some things, right? Like, it was so funny. One of your grandmothers wrote in the card and then she wrote, your grandmother. Like,
well, I don't know who that
else is. Would that be? And she wrote a scripture and then she wrote another one in there for us to read. Right. Yes. And I was like, okay, well, let's read this. So we read that together, you know, yeah. And it was like, here we are 13 years later and grandma's still breathing fire and brimstone at us. You know, the enemy is coming. We're like, we just got married, you know, but
that's grandma. And that's all I was saying. Grandma. Like, it was a perfect verse because that's how she was. Like,
yeah.
she was always just making sure that we were grounded in our faith mm-hmm. and that we knew that, hey,
what was coming.
Yeah, like, you got, guys, you got to straighten up and fly right, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And it was funny because at one time we went to go see her when she was in the hospital mm-hmm. before she passed. Mm-hmm. And remember, she had asked us, like, how's it going, you know? And she was like, straight up, like, are you guys doing it, you know? is it crazy? And then we were laughing. She's like, what? You're married. It's ordained now, yeah, you know?
It's okay, like, now.
Get to it. Yeah. That was great. It's my favorite line. It's ordained.
Yeah.
It's ordained.
Aye, grandma.
Yeah. So right. those are fun moments. Lots of cleaning, lots of trips down memory lane this past week.
We still have so much to do, but we'll call it good for now.
Again, let us know how your even days go.
Yes, even days. Also, you know, one of the things is that doesn't stop, right? So the friends and family that are still helping us and supporting us and being there for us, for our relationship, for our kids, you know, it never ends. So thank you to everybody for the support back then. Thank you to everybody for the support now. And we'll continue to grow stronger together in the future. And I think it's a lot of fun. The journey is a lot of fun.
For sure.
All right, guys. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thanks for making us a part of your day.